Hundreds of American bison, sometimes known as buffalo, are slaughtered outside of Yellowstone National Park every year. It's a population control measure, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Maher reports, some tribal nations are intervening.
It's a bright August morning in northeast Montana. Robbie Magnin rose before dawn to coax these 40 buffalo into a corral. And if you think you're tired of staying home...
These guys have been in there for years, and most of their lives they've been in some type of quarantine.
Magnin runs the Fort Peck Assiniboine and Sioux Tribe's Buffalo Quarantine Program. He says these bulls endured 2 years in quarantine at Yellowstone National Park and a third year here at Fort Peck, all to ensure they're free of the disease brucellosis.
But today is a good day because they'll go to a home where they'll never have to be tested again. And they have the rest of their life to enjoy being a buffalo.
Those new homes are with 16 other tribes, as far from here as Kansas, Wisconsin, and Alaska. A livestock trailer rolls up to the pasture to start a few of them on their journey.
Come on, I need all you buffalo handlers in your stations.
Convincing the buffalo to get on is not easy. Magnin says all this hard work is worth it to restore an animal that was once the center of life for tribes across the plains and the Mountain West.
They were, I call now, the one-stop Kmart or Walmart. They give them everything they needed.
Food, clothing, shelter, buffalo were the center of tribal economies and spiritual life in this region. But in the late 19th century, many of those tribes found themselves at war with the U.S. government, and eliminating buffalo became a way to bring indigenous people to their knees.
They thought if they killed, you know, all of the buffalo, that they also would get rid of the Indians, you know.
That's Irvin Carlson, president of the Intertribal Buffalo Council, or ITBC.
But the buffalo are still here, and consequently, the tribes are still here.
The ITBC was created in 1991 to ensure that tribes had a seat at the table in managing Yellowstone buffalo.
And we always advocated for them animals to come out of Yellowstone alive. And we always advocated to do a quarantine facility.
But the cattle ranching community has advocated for the opposite. It took decades of negotiation for the ITBC and the Fort Peck tribes to get this quarantine facility off the ground, and to finally get just 5 Yellowstone buffalo transferred into the facility in 2018. Carlson says that first group gave the tribal quarantine program a chance to prove itself, and with each passing year, more and more surplus Yellowstone buffalo have been sent to Fort Peck instead of the slaughterhouse.
There's always been a lot of hoops, you know, that we've had to jump through, and it's something that we have just worked diligently, I guess, for a lot of years to get this far for this happening today.
The tribes receiving these animals will use them to increase the health and genetic diversity of their own herds. That's a point of pride for Johnny Bear Cub Stiffarm. She's one of a dozen or so Fort Peck tribal members gathered at the pasture today to see the buffalo off.
We have a drum group out here, and they'll sing the prayer songs to send the buffalo safely to their new homes, that they travel safe and receive blessings. And say goodbye to them for us, and we'll send them on their way.
Growing up, she never imagined that buffalo could live on tribal land.
We only read about buffalo in a book. We only saw a buffalo at a zoo or at some wildlife preserve that was non-Indian.
But for the Fort Peck community and the 16 other tribes that will receive these buffalo as gifts, that will no longer be the case.
You'll notice here at this gathering that there's some real little children here. Buffalo will always have been a part of their lives. And so for a lot of older generation to be able to see that circle become complete has really been meaningful.
The Fort Peck tribes and the ITBC are expecting to take in a new shipment of Yellowstone buffalo sometime in the spring. It will be only a fraction of the park's surplus population. Hundreds more will go to slaughter. Still, today's historic transfer sends a message that politics and red tape won't continue to stand in the way of tribal buffalo restoration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.